This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Let's start this conversation looking at what happened last week at the Senegal protest that took place in the Free State, where you had, some would say, warring factions on either end of the protest action that was taking place, or the demonstrations that were taking place. And I have to agree with George Matlala's point, which he raises in the Sunday World, about that protest or those demonstrations had the potential of becoming one of our most bloodied protest, racial protest, since 1994. That's the point that he's making. However, that didn't happen. It didn't happen. So we say kudos to the leaders of those protest actions and those people who were in charge of manning the people and also building those barriers. And on the other end, the work that was done by the police as well in confiscating unlicensed firearms, as well as those who were trying to make it to outside Senegal court with ammunition. But Dr. Soma Dottafigeni joins us now. Dr. Figeni, good morning and welcome to Power Talk.
Good morning, Aldrin, and good morning to your listeners.
Thank you so much for making time for us. What's your assessment of what took place there at Senegal?
It is a barometer and an indicator of leadership failure to deal with some of the issues, such as your law enforcement and some of the issues that have been coming up in terms of the crime in general and the crime afflicting the farm workers, as well as the crime afflicting the farmers.
Mm-hmm.
And it is also an indication of how, when mainstream leadership is not taking an effective step, then you do have some of the extreme left and the extreme right groups that will occupy that space.
Mm-hmm. And then when you look at it, though, and I'm now thinking about the ANC being the governing party and the party saying that we have members in every ward in the country, and also we've got regional leaders. Wouldn't it be expected that the regional leaders must then be able to inform a national about what's happening right there on the ground?
Remember that most of these branches do only function when you have a conference coming. But between that, they are generally dead.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are factionalized. So this is the result of an ANC very often, or a ruling party that is more preoccupied with its internal challenges,
mm-hmm.
which cannot have a strategic outlook on some of these issues and preempt them.
Yeah. And you also look at how, for instance, the party responded to this protest, the protests that were taking place on Friday. And on the other end, you had party members who were dancing, singing, and big Lalu music warehouse outside. And I wonder whether that is an indication as well, in terms of consciousness, whether that has been lost.
Well, I do think that much of consciousness, political education, has been lost to many members of the ruling party, because as the ranks were swelling, we now know that many of the people who joined the ANC could care less about what it stood for, but they used it as a vehicle to access positions and resources.
Mm.
And that in itself is showing a level of decay, the decline of capacity and strategic thinking within its own ranks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So 0861-987-000, we'd like to hear from you, just your takeaways from the Senegal protest that took place last week. You can also tweet at Aldrin St. Pierre, hashtag Power Talk, and also tweet at PowerFM987. And then on the other end, you have the white Afrikaners, and of course those who are brandishing their firearms, as well as those who were dressed up in the South African Defence Force uniform, and this is the Apartheid Defence Force uniform. What then should we make of that level of bravado that we saw outside the court displayed by these people?
That is exactly what you find in some of these groups which are far removed from the nation-building exercise, and some of them may not have even tried to transform, and they are still in their own bangas or lacha, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And some have been energized by even the talk of, the compensation or the, appropriation of land.
Yeah.
Hence, you see even other parties which are to the right, like the Freedom Front Plus, gaining from those, and the Afri Forum gaining from those spaces.
Mm-hmm.
And that is an indication precisely of this polarized environment where identity politics is on the rise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then what do you then make of a Freedom Front Plus that gains members? But these are not just any members, you know, but these are some of the people who still identify themselves outside of the Republic of South Africa. For instance, there was a tweet from, I can't remember who it was, but one of the reporters who was there, who tweeted a picture of some of these people who were protesting in their SADF uniform, and them saying that the Free State will become a republic again.
Well, remember that they will be nostalgic again about what the Afrikaner Boer experience was. And you wouldn't be surprised, because if you look at the Freedom Front Plus, they still lift the likes of Hendrik Verwoerd, D.F. Malan, as some of their founding fathers and ideological inspiration. So they may not immediately understand or appreciate what those symbols are to the majority of blacks.
Mm-hmm. And that is a problem, right?
That is the main problem, because they define themselves outside the new democratic dispensation, but they still want all the benefits of the new dispensation.
Yeah, yeah. For instance, demanding that that a unit be set up to look into farm murders. So those are structures that would flow from the democratic dispensation, if indeed the country or the government at some point does heed their call. But when the country or the government does heed that call to set up such a unit, what then would that mean for South Africans in the majority and how they understand white privilege?
Indeed, if there was to be a specific dispensation to look into that factor, if it is not well crafted to indicate that, it will look into the farm matters, whether they were black or white,
mm-hmm.
and it will also look into the treatment of farm workers who are mainly black in those farms.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to have a more comprehensive view of criminality taking place in those spaces.
Yeah.
And also a similar outfit would have to be created for some places like Cape Flats, which are often pulverized by gang warfare.
Mm-hmm.
And other townships or informal settlements, which are also in need of specialized intervention, so that we have a more comprehensive approach to crime. Yes, the farm matters do affect food security in the yeah. long run. That case can be made, but it should not be racialized.
Yeah. Actually, this morning, the Times Live reporting that the Provincial Committee Safety MEC in KZN, Begin Duli, responding to a question from the Democratic Alliance in that province, saying that there had been 206 murders recorded since 2000. Of these, 119 were farm workers and 87 were farmers. So the point here is that even when it comes to crime being experienced by South Africans, you find that in the main it is black people who are more affected because
certainly
they can't afford security.
That is precisely the point, that in our country, the access to justice or even legal systems has mainly focused on the elite at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And even worse at times, it tend to overreact if you happen to have those white communities affected. That is why addressing the issue of farm matters is very important, that government sends a message of de-racializing the intervention while still prioritizing stopping of farm matters and other crimes.
Mm-hmm. So you're taking your calls on 0619870000. You can also tweet at Aldrin Simpier, hashtag PowerTalk, and also tweet at PowerFM987. Ms. T on Twitter says, I hope people of Senegal are not victimized further and gruesomely furthermore after the protest last week Friday. Khabo, good morning.
Good morning, Aldrin, and good morning to your guest. I think, Aldrin, I must also agree that, you know, the whole issue in Senegal, it has actually shown that as government of South Africa or the ruling party has failed to deal with the issue of the racial divide between the whites and the blacks. Because if you look at it closely, as much as the farm matters are exaggerated to a certain extent, it is about the two sides, the other side being the white privilege and trying to fight for their own privilege. And at the same time, we've got blacks who have got nothing in their own country trying to fight for the same land. There's a lot to do with the land issue and the gap between the white and the blacks, and also the politicians. I mean, obviously EFF, for them to a certain extent, they were trying to be opportunistic about the situation in the absence of the ANC, because the ANC is nowhere to be found. That I understand. So
yeah,
that's how it is, Aldrin.
Thank you so much, Khabo. Nina, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Aldrin, and your guest. Look, I'm very curious. I know we say that things were avoided this time around, but I'm curious to hear from your guest how close he thinks we are. I'm not going to use the word civil war. I'm going to use the word civil engagement, because what I see...
Violent civil engagement.
Sorry?
Violent civil engagement.
Violent civil engagement. Okay. I see a series of violent civil engagements as we proceed for every reason that we know. But of course, the increasingly horrible circumstances in the country.
Okay. Dr. Afikin? Okay. We lost you there.
Can you hear me now?
We can
now?
Hear you now, yeah.
Yes. To start with, South Africa is already ranked as the capital of protests. And most of these protests are actually violent.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a consequence of a weak state and sometimes poor law enforcement, as well as the breakdown of norms and values which would take place in a family or a community.
Mm-hmm.
The inequalities that are growing very fast are actually generating this resentment and resistance, as other people do have better life and sometimes live in opulence, whereas others can hardly have food for the day.
Yeah.
So inequality is at the core of these issues. Are we close to a civil strife? If the matter is not attended to, issues such as the Arab Spring could actually be seen in the coming years.
Mm-hmm.
Unless all role players, not just government, because this situation has become far more complex for the government to solve alone.
Yeah.
All social partners, the government, the business sector, the specific interest groups like the farmers' forums, the youth, the labor, civil society, if they begin to realize that they have to work together in order to make sure that we avert the worst-case scenario, which could ruin the country and take many years to climb back.
What then do we make of how the EFF has responded to that? Because there's no doubt that while they may argue that this for us is a huge cause because of the racial tension that we experience in this country and how it also has an impact in terms of, if you look, for instance, at the economy and inequality in the country. But do you then locate their response as either agitating or being provocative?
Well, I think it is both agitating, provocative, but at the same time occupying the void created by the mainstream organizations. Your ANC, DA are busy with their own internal problems.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have a void of that nature, for example, the issue of cliques.
Yeah.
surely there was vandalism, there was violence, and there was a bit of anarchy and chaos there.
Yeah.
But what happens, it made that issue last longer and companies to start debating on the issues.
Yeah.
That is why I'm saying when well-meaning mainstream people do not act, then those who are in the extremes do gain, prominence.
Mm-hmm.
And people start having resentment of the establishment. That is why the mainstream should understand the banning platform that we have,
mm-hmm.
or simply surrender to the extremes, both to the left and the right.
Okay. Thank you so much for that, Dr. Somat Totafikeni there.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.